Coordinating Committee. Welcome to those on the line. Just a couple ground rules. If you are able to mute your phone when you're not speaking, that is helpful. So please try to do that. Before I take roll call, I do want to just point out that this call is being recorded and it will be posted on the website, really to help with our providing a public opportunity to view the meeting. So again, the meeting will be recorded today. With that, I am going to go down through to verify who's here from our voting membership. So if you are representing that individual, just please let me know. First, Carrie Mullins from our Deputy of Planning. Are you on?
This is Mark Tobin for Carrie Mullins.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I did hear Commissioner Maravito representing Lycoming County. You are still on, sir?
I am still on, yep.
Okay, thank you. Is there another commissioner from Lycoming County on?
No, I am the only one. Do you need another one? There's one.
No. Let me just see where we're at with the We need a quorum of seven today, so we'll go down through and see where we are.
Sandy, yes. This is Shannon Rossman. I'm can be an alternative member, voting member for one of the commissioners if you don't have a second commissioner.
Okay, all right. I'll see if we have a quorum of seven and see where we are. Thank you, Shannon. Mm-hmm. Okay, next, do we have Derek Slaughter, our mayor? Or a representative?
The mayor is not on. This is Chris Cooley, the interim assistant GM for RBT.
Okay. So, are you representing River Valley Transit or the city?
They're one and the same.
Sandy, this is Gary Nara. I'm representing the city of Williamsport as well.
Okay. All right. Council members for the city of Williamsport. Okay. Cedacog Joint Rail Authority.
Stover's here.
Okay. Steph. Williamsport Regional Airport Executive Director. Do we have anyone representing Williamsport Regional Airport? Okay. Lycoming County Association of Township Officials, Bill Burdett. You on? Okay. Lycoming Sullivan Borough Association representative. Scott, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Scott Williams, okay. Did anyone else confirm that they were attending today? Voting members?
I only got emails back from three voting members confirming attendance.
Okay. So who I have for voting members right now is our Secretary of Planning, Mark, is representing Carrie Mullins. Commissioner Maravito, Shannon Rossman is able to represent another county commissioner. For representing the mayor, City of Williamsport, I just need confirmation. Is Gary Nahr representing them, the city?
I would represent the city, and Chris Cooley will represent RVT.
Okay, thank you. And we have Jeff Stover on from Cedacog. And did anyone else join that are voting members before I move on to the non-voting members? Okay. Well, including me, we just make seven. But I, as chairing the committee, I don't vote, so I don't know if that's counted in the quorum. So I don't know, Scott, if you want to confirm that.
Scott, it's Mark. You have a quorum.
Okay, so even though I'm not, I chair the meetings, I'm counted as the quorum. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yes, because I believe there's 11 voting members.
Yeah, in the bylaws, District 3 Executive is listed as one of the members of the committee and therefore meets the quorum requirement.
Okay, all right. Well, we just made it today. For non-voting members, do we have anyone on from Federal Highway Administration? Okay. Do we have anyone on from the Federal Transit Administration? All right. MPO staff, our what secretary?
I'm here.
Okay. And transportation planners from what? Who do we have on?
Salvatore.
Mark Morosky.
Okay. Who was the first one? I'm sorry, I missed the name.
Salvatore.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, you know, this is a different era we have to operate in, and I appreciate everyone joining today. We do have a couple items that we do need to take action on as a committee. And also, do we have anyone else participating that may have dialed in today?
Dan Murr from STEP.
Chris King with PennDOT.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the first item of business is the meeting minutes from January 27th, 2020 of the coordinating committee. In terms of the meeting minutes, does anyone have any questions or comments on the meeting minutes? Okay, hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
I'll move to approve. This is Rick Maripito.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
Gary Narr, second.
Okay, thank you, Gary. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Okay, hearing no one opposed, motion carries. Thank you. I'm not sure if anyone else joined the call from the public, but I'll open it up at this point if there are any public comments. Okay, hearing none, we will move on to the next action item. Next action item is the draft federal fiscal year 2021-2024 WATS TIP. And with that, Scott, are you covering that?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, so I hope you've all had an opportunity to review the draft TIP. It's been posted on the website. I sent the link out with the packet. It's still very much a draft document, and the action that we're asking you to take today is to authorize us to advertise the draft tip for the 30-day public comment period that will begin April 22nd. The recommendation to authorize was approved by the tech committee on April 6th. I'm also looking for any suggested revisions to the document as part of the public comment process. So as you've reviewed that draft, if you see any areas that you feel are in need of revision, please contact me and let me know. I'd like to say that the guidance that we've received from Federal Highways this time with our tip was to configure it more as what they called a mini long-range plan. So we tried to pivot away as much as possible from the more traditional tip format where you have your table of projects with a bunch of funding codes and phases, and then we have a bunch of supporting documentation that are tacked onto the end as appendices. You know, fundamentally, we all understand that that table of projects, that really is the tip, but instead of treating that as the centerpiece, we're trying to foreground the context behind those projects. So we really tried to arrange the document to be more readable and provide a real clear frame of reference for the how and why of these particular projects being selected. I'd also like to point out that a real guiding principle for us as planners at the Watts MPO is trying to remember who our audience really is when we're producing these documents. So we kind of feel that we shouldn't just be producing these things for Federal Highways or for PennDOT. So the elements of the document, they really shouldn't just be items on a checklist where we just check a box off and move on to the next thing. We really are trying to produce them more, you know, a product more for the general public, something that's really informative, where they can understand our process and why we're doing things. A lot of what we do is just so weighed down by acronyms and jargon and technical terminology that it's going to take a while to try and detangle that and come up with more easily communicated explanations of what we do and why we do it. I mean, obviously for our purposes, those acronyms and technical terminology for expediency and efficiency, we have to use it. But when we communicate to the public, we want to try and find better ways to communicate some of the things we do. So I would ask that we all please see this document as sort of an early step in the process, but definitely not an end step. Some of the highlights of the tip draft, just real high level summary here. We have 61 projects. 30 are new, 31 are carryover from the prior tip. 34 of the projects are bridge projects, 22 are highway projects, 3 safety projects. We've programmed slide repairs on State Route 44, Warrensville Road, and Little Pine Road. There are interim repaving and repair projects to address some needs where we had reconstruction projects that were delayed because we had reduced funding with this tip round. There are also 6 local bridges, and there are 2 what we kind of been referring to as bonus bridges that we got funded for participating in the Act 89 $5 fee for local use program. And then separately, there's a transit tip with 11 projects on it. So when producing this tip submission document, we followed the checklist that was given to us by PennDOT, but as I referred to earlier, we didn't treat each item on the checklist as a totally separate thing. We tried to weave them together into more of a unified narrative of how these projects were selected. And as I said, ultimately the tip is just a list of projects with how we're going to pay for them, but we've really tried to put more effort into communicating clearly why we chose those projects, why it's important to fund those projects. And the bulk of that explanation really exists in great detail in our long-range plan, really provides that background. But we've also been making an effort to draw more distinct and clear connections between all of our planning documents. So the long-range transportation plan, the TIP, the Unified Planning Work Program, trying to tie all those things together so that people really understand how these different documents illustrate the different aspects of what we do as transportation planners. So as we move into the public comment period for the tip, we're going to have a public teleconference meeting. So our public meeting during the tip public comment period will be on May 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we're also developing content for the website and for social media as well. So we'll be coming up with interactive maps, social media posts to illustrate various portions of the tip. So does anyone have any comments or questions about the draft tip?
This is Rick Mirabito.
Yes.
So when you say this is not the first time you've done it in this format, right? But you're just saying you took the more of an approach of trying to make it readable for the general public.
Well, the format is relatively new. I mean, before we would have, you know, you have an appendix there that's our highway and bridge projects. So that would be our tip submission. And then we would have a cover letter on that. And then all the different sort of subheadings in the document would be a separate document attached to the table as an appendix. So this format of one single document that kind of goes through all the aspects of the, I mean, this is new. We developed this new document format to sort of house everything as more of a readable product.
Yeah. Okay. No, I it does look great. It does look great, and it certainly is much more directed towards the public, which is wonderful, because you're right. Even for elected officials who don't necessarily know all the acronyms and so forth, the former documents were not as helpful in terms of us being able to communicate with the public. So I want to say thank you, and I appreciate it.
Any other comments or questions for Scott before we proceed with an action? Well, also, I do appreciate your efforts on the formatting to advertise this to the public. And, you know, as always, we're trying to get information out there that folks understand and want to participate in. So with that, do we have a motion to advertise the draft 2021-2024 WATS tip to the public for comment?
I'll move to advertise the tip.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Mirabito.
Shannon,
a second.
Second.
Okay, Shannon, second that. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. So with that, You are approved to go ahead and advertise the tip for public comment. So thank you. All right, the next item are discussion items that we have. Chris, you're going to provide, I believe, some updates on some the management action report.
Yes, if you notice in your packet, we have a different looking report. Folks in central office were having trouble from their remote locations running the report that we typically use. However, it's pretty lean this meeting. We have one minor cost increase for a local bridge in Upper Fairfield Township. The report also contains the airport connector road, but that was previously approved by the coordinating committee at the January meeting. So this is just an informational update item on the Fairfield Township project, Upper Fairfield project. It's a deck replacement, superstructure replacement, sorry. That's all I had.
Okay. Any questions for Chris? right. Thank you, Chris. Scott, you are going to provide an update on Watts staffing.
Yes. So I think it was pretty apparent earlier as we were going through roll call and just how things are flowing, but we've had some staff changes with our transportation planners. So John Lavelle, who was the transportation supervisor and Watts secretary, is now the deputy director of the Lycoming County Planning Department, and I am now the transportation supervisor. Sal is transportation planner, just like he was. Mark is assistant transportation planner, and we have a vacant position for a transportation planner that's been posted and advertised. So myself and Sal and Mark, we're all working from home for the foreseeable future. Whenever we can come back into the office, we will. But we haven't really run into any major roadblocks. We're still getting everything done. So just wanted to provide that update on who's doing what now and where we are.
All right. Thank you, Scott, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item, Scott, you're going to provide an update on the PSVT impact study?
Yes, I just wanted to provide a brief update on that. So I believe at the last meeting we had said that we had selected Michael Baker as our consultant for that study. The commissioners approved the contract last week. It's being finalized. So we're pretty much ready to move forward with that. I'd really like to take the opportunity to thank PennDOT for working with us to expand the geographic scope of the project, because originally we were just looking at impacts in Lycoming County, but we were able to expand that to include the Route 147 corridor in Northumberland County and US 15 corridor in Union County, so that we have a really regional study now that covers all the area north up to Williamsport and the impacts. As I said, I've been in communication with Michael Baker. They're working remotely just like we are, but they're able to proceed with the early tasks in the study. It's largely related to data analysis, where they're projecting future traffic patterns and doing plan and ordinance reviews and some other data analysis jobs that they're able to do from home. And we're going to be able to do the first steering committee meeting via teleconference. So that's where we're at with the CSVT impact study right now.
And this is Rick Mirabito. I also would like to thank PennDOT on behalf of the commissioners. I think it's really a great leveraging of resources, and we appreciate that very much. It's going to, I think, give us more information and help us get a better sense of the regional impact.
Okay.
It's Mark Borowski. It's Mark Borowski. Also, I just saw about a half hour ago the governor said that the stay-at-home order was going to continue to May the 8th, but then after that, there could be limited construction activity or other types of activities that will start opening up in different areas. So there is a possibility that perhaps our consultant, when they need to be out doing field things for this or the bridge projects we're working on, they might have more latitude to get out there and do some things that they cannot do now. But at least there's a date out there of May the 8th, it looks like, at this point, for best again. And he said that about a half hour ago on PCM.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mark. Any questions for Scott on the CSVT impact study or any other comments? Okay. The next item, Sal, you're up to cover the Watts MPO logos, letterhead, and social media information.
Yes. So in the office, Ed Fiegels, myself, Scott, and John and Mark, we got together and created a Watts MPO logo. And with Shannon's help, we created a Watts MPO letterhead. This all stemmed from an effort to be more transparent and maintain the distinction
in how we're representing ourselves as Watts MPO when we're conducting MPO business. So the MPO logo, it's been created so it's usable on the different social media accounts like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The letterhead that we created lists all the coordinating committee and technical committee members. And there's also a statement on there that the MPO is staffed by like Wyoming County Planning and Community Development on staff. A good example of a need for this, John Lavelle is working on a build grant application that the county planning department is pursuing, and he's asking, you know, for a letter of support from the MPO. Previously, the MPO would have used like Wyoming County Planning Commission letterhead for any memos or letter of supports. It's a little confusing if you're an outsider to see a letter of support from the MPO on LCPC letterhead supporting a project Planning and Community Development Department is going after. So this new letterhead allows us to clearly distinguish when MPO staff is conducting business as the MPO itself. Any questions about the logo or the letterhead? The multiple social media accounts that we've been using right now, we've been using Facebook a lot to promote any upcoming meetings. We put out a build grant survey on Facebook, also the tech committee meeting earlier in the month, and this meeting has been posted multiple times on Facebook. We posted the Planning Community Development Department's COVID-19 response on that as well. We're getting some shares and likes and traction there. We've also posted on Twitter. We have, I think, officially now 4 tweets out there. So that's something that's getting started, and we're starting to roll out on Instagram as well. The teleconference for the meeting coming up here in May, that notice will be posted on the social media site. And again, once we any of that draft tip outreach that we do is going to be posted on a number of the different media sites, as Scott mentioned. Any questions about the media site? That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Sal. Appreciate your efforts in this area, because we're finding the media site is becoming far more important now with the change in technology and also with how we're operating in a number of areas. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will now open it up if anyone has any comments or questions that they'd like to cover.
Hey, it's Scott. I would just like to say in this forum, I really want to say thank you to PennDOT and especially Kerry Mullins for helping us out with setting up these Skype calls and these dial-in numbers for making our meetings happen, because really we wouldn't be able to pull off our last 2 MPO meetings or really the public meeting coming up for our tip without that assistance. So thank you very much for that.
We are fortunate. We had a number of these items in place and have used them in other areas at times. So, and again, Kerry has been a big help in setting some of the larger and external partner meetings up. So, I have to say, it's just a little odd getting used to conducting a meeting remotely, and I apologize for fumbling through it today, but it's hard not seeing people there, but I'm getting more used to that as this goes on, so. With that, any other comments or questions?
Just one quickie, and back to the tip. There is, and this is for Commissioner Mirabito's purpose, too. There is discussion in Congress about stimulus for infrastructure. Transportation seems to be a highlight of it, although we don't really know exactly what's going to happen yet as far as money and projects. But it sounds like when we were talking with Central Office, PennDOT Central Office, Mark Tobin, maybe you can add something to this, but if Pennsylvania would get some project funding, it would likely go through the TIP process, and then we would process those as TIP amendments at a later date, perhaps in the fall, after these initial TIPs are adopted that we're looking at now. Mark, do you have any other observations right now about what might be going on at the federal level?
Not too many, Mark. Understanding that, I mean, there hasn't been any legislation proposed or anything else. The most that I'm aware of is the ask that AASHTO sent to Congress asking for $50 billion in backstop funding for Departments of Transportation over the next 2 years. In addition to a federal reauthorization bill that is due this fall on October 1st, whether Congress comes through with this or not remains to be seen. Whether this will be in addition to the regular program remains to be seen as well. In a lot of my experience, I've looked back to see how things operated during the ARRA period back in 2009 and 2010. And wouldn't be surprised to see something that operates in a very similar manner. I really hate to see something that operates exactly like that because there are a lot of restrictions and a lot of emphasis on shovel-ready projects that didn't necessarily get us to where we wanted to be with a lot of things and really created a lot of angst in a lot of areas. But again, I guess we'll wait and see, and hopefully we'll start to see something come to fruition maybe over the next couple of weeks or a couple of months. So.
This is Mark. Mark, also one other thing. When I was when we had our TAC conference call last week, Secretary Grammion brought up the they were looking at some priority construction projects that perhaps they could move along because they were suspended due to COVID. And I guess each district was to come up with some lists or something of the priority projects that they want to get. That were, I guess, already bid or about to be bid to get them moving out of the pipeline, you know, when the first ability to get things out the door would happen. Is there any progress on that, say, at District 3 or anything going on with that?
Well, Mark, we've been looking at those, and we've been working with Central Office. As you may be aware, there were two projects that did continue on. They were our emergency projects. And like Lycoming on 2017, which is a slide repair, as well as another slide repair we continued with on 4017. You know, as everyone else, we are conforming to the orders out there that it has to be essential life-sustaining activities. So we're looking very closely at our portfolio projects that we had underway that by, you know, delaying any activities, you know, does it cause a potential safety concern out there? And we have been working continuously on terms of what makes sense to perhaps continue some construction activities on, and we're engaged in those conversations this week.
Okay, great.
This is Rick Mirabito. It might be helpful, and I don't know whether it would come from the MPO or come from the commissioners, but if there are lessons that we learned from what happened, I guess it would be 10 years ago or so, maybe we should put a letter together and get that to our elected officials, Keller, Toomey, Casey, and say, look, as this legislation is developed, please be aware not to do X, Y, or Z. I'm not sure who mentioned the some things that you hoped wouldn't be a repeat. And I don't know whether it would be appropriate to come from the commissioners or the MPO, or now that we have MPO letterhead, what the thoughts are. But I do think, unless you think that it's not necessary, but it seems to me that if there were problems with the way the money was distributed in the last recession, that maybe it'd be worthwhile getting our elected officials notified of that. Any thoughts on that? Or?
Well, I think if they did it through the TIP distribution process that we already have, you know, it would probably be done pretty effectively. I would be concerned if they would find a process that would be outside of that, where we don't really have any comment as an MPO about where the investments are being made. I would be more concerned about that, but from everything I'm hearing now, it would probably work through the TIP process, which would give us that transparency.
Yeah.
What was the reference? Someone made a reference to some problem.
That was Mark. Mark Tobin made the reference.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Mark, if you want to provide any insight to what you meant. Mark Tobin? Okay. I don't know if we lost him. I do know we do have, I mean, in terms of availability of projects, you know, there were projects that we had to defer during this round of TIPS, and there were some, there are a number of projects, you know, well into design. So there are a very healthy portfolio of projects that have been vetted through the TIP process that could be, you know, advanced. So, you know, it's not, I do want to emphasize, it's not creating new projects is what, you know, we're looking at. There's existing projects that were flagged as priorities through the TIP process that would be the priorities to advance.
Right. I guess the only thing I'm thinking is you take someone like Representative Keller. I mean, he's new. I don't know whether he participated in his MPO and when he was in the House. But it might be helpful, unless Mark Murawski, you don't think that there's an issue that it's going to proceed that way. It might be helpful for us to just at least notify them that we have all these unmet needs on the TIP. And it would be a shame if it took another route and we hadn't spoken up. That's all I'm suggesting.
Right. And I think, Rick, what Sandy's saying is that, you know, when we discussed at the last meeting some of these projects that had to be delayed due to the interstate investments that the feds were requiring, we all the districts and the MPO planning partners have these lists of projects that were kind of delayed or deferred because of the interstate investment. So if the feds are giving us extra money, it makes sense to work through the current TIP block grant process through the MPOs to jumpstart those projects. I just wouldn't want to see Keller or somebody down in Congress, you know, cherry-picking some projects that we don't even know what the heck they're talking about, and then, you know, all of a sudden, like, treat them like earmarks or something that would be outside our planning process. So
sure.
I guess if we were going to communicate with Keller, I would strongly suggest to him that we work within the TIP process where the feds give the state the money. The money, again, gets allocated to the planning partners for their to supplement their TIPs and bring some of those deferred projects that we already had agreed to and put them on the first list for funding those things. That's how I would do it.
Can you know
I understand. Hello?
Yeah.
Mark Tobin?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm not sure exactly what happened to me a few minutes ago. I wasn't muted or anything. I was just going to jump back in here. In terms of ARRA, it worked very well 10 years ago, the way it was written, and that the funds went through the TIP process and everything else. The frustrating part, and I think the part that we all struggled with, was the requirements that the quick requirements for projects needed to be delivered within 18 months and everything needed to be spent and closed out by a certain time. In terms of project selection, I'd hope that we'd be able to go through the same process, the process that we use with all the MPOs to be able to select the projects and get the best projects for the block that we're hoping to get and hoping to be able to spend. And I know that through the difficult TIP update that we just went through, I would hope that if there is some money that's forthcoming, it could be able to go towards some of those projects that did drop off and we weren't able to fund immediately on the TIP that might be ready to go sooner rather than later.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All right. Well, I do appreciate everyone's time today and for it.
adapting to our new forum. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay, who are you?
Commissioner Maribito.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't recognize your voice at times. All right, thank you. Second?
I'll second. Gary Narr.
Okay, Gary. Thank you. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Again, thank you. Have a good week, and remember, stay safe out there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.